Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Lord Onyx, and all the hosts 7 nights a week for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Spiritual Wellness and Physical Health with your hosts Robin A. McKean and Lisa Ripple. This show focuses on helping you integrate your spiritual wellness, your physical body, and your emotional health. We talk about fueling your soul and inner self, as well as the right food to fuel your body.
And now, here's Robin and Lisa.
And good evening, everyone. And yes, here we are once again, Spiritual Wellness and Physical Health with myself, Robin A. McKean, and my buddy Lisa, Lisa Ann Walters. Ripple, and a little mouthful, sorry.
Just leave it at the Lisa Ripple, it's fine. It's all good.
So how was your week there, lady?
Actually, it was great. The kids had their housewarming party on Sunday, mm-hmm. and unfortunately, Kara got strung up for a babysitter today, so we got a door prize on the way home from the housewarming party.
We got to take
the poopsie home with us.
Yeah, I saw that. Just for everybody who is tuning in and maybe a little curious, yes, we used to air on Friday nights, and now here we are on Monday nights. We have moved. Ta-da!
We have moved. Welcome to the first Monday night show.
That's it.
I thought it was going to be easier Monday night instead of Friday night. And what happens? Something gets happening on Mondays. I think it's just my karmic life is working around the fact that if I have a show, I have to have a busy day.
Well, there you go.
Oh, it's crazy.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
But otherwise, it was really great. It was a great great day for the son and his wife, and a great day with the baby today. And
I saw the cute pictures you posted of you and the baby. It was very cute.
Oh, my God. She's just too cute. And when she gets up in the morning, I'm sorry. But, you know, most kids wake up and they cry when they wake up because you don't get there. No, she just stands there and says, "Hi," until somebody comes and gets her. And then she goes from room to room and says hi to everyone in the house.
Oh, that's cute.
Oh, my gosh. So we took her out to breakfast, and then we ended up driving her home to her mom, so we got to eat at mom's restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to sit and have dinner with her. So it was just a really, really great, great all-around time. And I got to see my aunt and uncle from Virginia because they came up for the party. So
Nice. It
was just, it was tiring, but it was good. And, of course, last night for those few of our friends who are Walking Dead fans was the premiere of the new Fear the Walking Dead, which is the prequel. It kind of shows those months that happened before the Walking Dead started, because it started in full-blown like zombie apocalypse.
Mm-hmm.
So the new show started, and I had to, of course, wait for my partner in crime to get home from work. So Austin, that is, not Ron.
Mm-hmm.
And so I ended up staying up till 3 in the morning, and, of course, baby wakes up at 6:30.
Uh-huh.
So I forgot those days when you have to go to bed early and you can't just sleep all day.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, you know, so it was just, it was a long day. What about you? What did you guys do this weekend?
Oh, let's see. Well, we really didn't do much of anything this weekend. We went out Friday night and had some had a nice evening. Nothing special, just went and hung out with some friends. And then, but we were out kind of late.
Okay.
So, like yourself, you know, we were out late and thinking, oh, well, we can sleep late tomorrow, Saturday, no big deal. And lo and behold, Saturday morning at 9:30, 9:45, I have a house full of kids.
Oh, geez.
So,
oh, geez.
Because Persephone was awake, of course. So the neighborhood, you know, kids show up and, you know, it's like I'm trying to sleep and all I can hear is, stop that. Don't do that. Stop that. Don't sleep. Put the kids down. So so much for trying to sleep through all that noise.
Right, between that and then the dogs barking. And
Yeah. Then I got up and I threw them all out of the house. Go outside and play. It's a nice day. And then I couldn't go back to sleep, so.
No, I don't doubt it.
Yeah. So this evening, we have Rachel Ginther, and who is, who's been on the show before, and who is, just had that festival that Terry and I went to, the Healers Helping Healers.
Well, yeah, that was like the weekend before last.
Yes, yep. And we had such a wonderful time there. So I had sent her a note and asked her, you know, if we could do sort of a recap about the event and talk about it and all the cool stuff that happened for us there and for her, and talk about her her product line and just a little bit of everything. Rachel's sort of becoming a show friend.
Absolutely.
She's been on the show now a couple of times, but she sent me a message saying she was still driving.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but we've got Brian, her significant other, on the phone with us. Brian,
fantastic.
Are you there?
Actually, you've got me on the phone.
Uh-huh.
Yay!
Brian's off the hook. See that? I figured if we killed enough time, maybe you'd get scooching in the door.
I did. Thank you.
Did he high-five you as you came through the door? Thank the goddess.
He's like, come here. I'm on the phone. Come here. They're talking.
Well, tell Brian I said thank you for being willing to stand in and.
I know. I didn't know if he did want to stay on for a few minutes and say hi, but he was like,
oh, he could have.
I'll go get you a drink.
Aww.
Like, okay.
Aww.
He's so sweet.
He is very sweet. He is. So how are both of you?
Oh, good. Well, I'm hanging in.
You've been long busy. Day.
Well, yeah, we're always busy.
I just said to Robin, it never fails. No matter what day of the week we're going to do the show, that's the day everybody needs me.
Of course.
I switched the show from Friday because everybody needed me on Friday, and now they needed me on Monday. So I think I'm just going to not worry about it, and I'm just going to have to roll with the punches.
Or don't tell anybody when the show is, and then they can't, you know.
Oh, but that's bad. Then they won't tune in. Well, glad you got home quicker than you thought.
Yes, I was coming up from a show I just did in Pennsylvania over the weekend.
Oh, well, for your essential oils?
For the flower essences. And
the flower essences, yes.
Yeah. It was down in Pennsylvania. It's called Karma Fest.
Ah.
Yeah, and they're out of Baltimore, but this is a new show they did at Fellowship Farm in Pennsylvania, which is... a place where Martin Luther King used to go and do his thing.
Hmm.
Yeah, didn't you tell me it was near Pottstown or something?
It is, yeah. It's in Pottstown.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a great show.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's
nice
good. I'm glad you had
so many nice people.
Uh-huh.
You know what? I have a question, and I hate to throw it out there before you even get started. My nieces had sent me a text message today. They, of course, wanted me to go tonight to a, I think it's like a make-your-own-oils kind of party kind of thing. And she said that they did a scan that described different things that my body needed, and it all coincided with how I was feeling. Now, I asked her if it was an aura scan, but she said no, that they put their hand on what looked like a large-scale computer mouse with different buttons for each finger, and it read their galvanic skin response.
Right.
Can you tell me me what that is? I was so glad you were going to be on the show tonight because I didn't want to look dumb in front of my nieces.
kind of new technology, but kind of not new technology. I mean, the galvanic skin response they've been using for a lot of feedback material, and they use it in biofeedback and different things.
Okay.
But this is there's this one company that's come up with programming, and I've seen it used in doTERRA, and I think it may come from Young Living essential oils, but it's where you put your hand, like you said, on a map, and it basically reads, the electrical frequencies in the body and determines what's going to bring you into balance. And it does essential oils, but it does all different kinds of, a friend of mine has this, it does all different kinds of things. It'll also recommend supplements, generally speaking, in a particular product line. So it is designed to, to help you, but to help you with what
they're selling. Well, absolutely. I mean, why would it tell you to go buy somebody else's things? That certainly wouldn't
exactly.
do. But okay, it sounded really, really interesting. And I know my niece has asked me if she could come and sit and talk to me about my path, which I got extremely giddy over it because this particular niece was the one who was always terrified that if I read her tarot cards, I would tell her when she was going to die. So she would never want to talk to me about anything because she was so afraid. And now suddenly she's got these things that are going on with her, these feelings like just like a sunset will make her cry. Or just being at the – she does yoga at the beach for a class as part of her yoga school. And it really does a lot for her. And she's starting to feel these elemental pulls. And so she wants to kind of know what it is she's experiencing. Like, where does it fit in the scheme of her poor Protestant parents? Luckily, my sister knows I love them tremendously, and I would never – steer them into a cult or anything. But it was really sweet this weekend when she approached me, and then now she was just came home from this class and was texting me like crazy, and I said, I can't talk to you after 10 o'clock. I'm sorry, but I'll be back at 11. So it's kind of nice. I see it moving into the next generation, not only with my children, but just even with other young people in my family. So I'm kind of happy that it's moving forward. And of course, Robin Austin said, awesome, because now maybe Amanda and I will be able to plan the next Beltane. And I cracked up laughing because he is totally not capable of that. I love him, but no.
Yes. Well, you never know. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
I don't know.
Rachel, how have you guys been doing since have you guys recovered from the healers helping healers event there at the farm?
Oh yes. I mean, we had such a good time. We had people actually stayed until I think Lee was the last one to leave, and I think he left around 6 o'clock. Kate got home before he left, so we had dinner together before he left.
Well,
a bunch of people too.
Yeah, he was amazing, and he just kept going and going and going.
Wonderful? I mean, everybody was wonderful. I can't, I don't want to necessarily single anybody out, but everybody has such unique gifts, and it was it's so great to be able to experience that.
Yeah. Oh, it was, and I felt like because we were camping outside, I had my little stove with the hot water. Everybody was coming to me going, do you have tea? Do you have coffee? Yeah, I can do that. So that was my little contribution to everybody so this way they didn't have to come in and bother you in the house. They could come to me and get tea and coffee, and it was cute.
You had the little cafe outside, I think.
Yes, I did. I was running the little coffee shop, apparently.
That's great, exactly.
Mm-hmm. It was such a wonderful weekend, meeting some people, talking to people, and like any event that you go to, there are some people that you really just have fun with and click with, and then there are some people that you look at them and go, wow, I thought I was out there.
Yeah,
just, but
exactly.
Everybody was just so sweet and pleasant, and it was, what a beautiful farm. I'm so jealous. I told Terry the other day, I was like, we've got to plant more wildflowers. And so I love all the flowers and the setting there by the lake.
Well, if you come back
beautiful.
Up, we can do some digging. I mean, I've got lots and lots of stuff.
I mean, yeah, I saw that.
You know, if you want any medicinal or culinary herbs, I mean, we've got mm-hmm. lots of that kind of thing. So
yeah, we're definitely probably going to be coming out there and harassing you guys more often. There's lots of stuff.
It's
going to
be my picture to work, though. That's the only danger.
Yeah. Yeah. But we have so many more questions and things that I know that Terry wants to talk to Brian about, and mm-hmm. just never enough time, you know?
I know. Everybody's so busy.
Yeah. But we had a wonderful time, and what an event. And I'm so glad to hear that you were going to put it on for 2 days next year.
I know. Well, if that's the only suggestion everyone can come up with, that's a good one
uh-huh.
for me. I'm happy to do it for 2 days.
Yeah. Okay. Well, was there anything about the event that you saw that you thought was outstanding or something that you'd like to change other than being 2 days now?
Well, you know, what I really like about it is that people are able to really, you know, there was really no ego,
mm-hmm.
and I really felt like nobody was performing, that everyone was very sincere. I mean, I think that sometimes when people get into healing work, they develop a persona because they have to, you know, they're sensitive and they have to figure out how to deal with all these people's energy that they're encountering, and
mm-hmm.
and then so they develop a, you know, some kind of persona that can interface with the world.
Yeah,
that's not always who they really are, and
mm-hmm.
so when they, I've found that when they come here, they can be who they really are, and maybe that's out there,
mm-hmm.
but then, you know, but they don't have to perform, you know, they don't
right.
have to be anything, and so I mean, we had people that were very experienced, people to, you know, people that were just starting out, but, you know, and just this was kind of their first gathering even,
mm-hmm.
and it was so great to watch them even just over the course of a day, you know, unfold in you know, so quickly and
yeah.
in a very gentle way so that they could, you know, they could continue with it. It wasn't like a real shock to their system. It was very supportive and nurturing, which was great.
Yeah. My daughter was so disappointed because she wanted to come on the radio and say hi to you and tell you what a great time she had. But, of course, it's not a Friday night show anymore, so she has to get up for school in the morning. So she's like, please tell Rachel I said hi and that I had a great time and I love the farm. It's beautiful. I'm like, okay, I will.
She's so sweet.
Thanks.
She is such a sweet girl. And
well,
her
little
friend was very cute, too, I must say. They were very funny together.
She had a little bit of an epiphany, I think.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
So that, I mean, I think it was really good for her to have had that experience of, wow, there are people who believe other things in the world than what my family believes. So I think that was a little bit eye-opening for her, which was great.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Certainly takes all kinds, so.
Yes, yeah.
But to know that there are different things out there, just in case you are
mm-hmm.
aren't necessarily connecting with what you have in front of you.
Yeah, and the, I'm sorry, I'm getting little love notes from the engineer. And he's telling me that the Persephone's little friend, her mother, was very excited that she had gotten to have that experience, which is true. She did thank me several times for it.
That's great.
Reminding me. Yeah. So, the flower essences that you do, I know you and I had talked a little bit about this when I was up there. You know, I have been looking for something to add to my health coaching business. And you and I had talked a little bit about it. I think that we're going to, you know, do this and move forward with, I'm going to get some essences from you, and I'm probably going to need to learn how to apply them, and in, you know, in what situations. And so I was thinking, do you ever do workshops or anything like that related to how
do
you
do? And I was thinking that we could do a training and just you know, spend a day or a couple days just going over things. And you and I were going to actually talk about how to do, you know, more online presentation things, because that would probably be a good way to do that. But I know it's hard for you to get away.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I could probably make some time to come up there, just because it's like high on my priority list. But it probably wouldn't be for a couple of weeks at least.
Well,
I know we've got
plants too.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I want to do that as well. So I have to do that before the end of the growing season.
Yes.
Yep.
Yep. Give them time to get their roots established in the ground.
Mm-hmm. And maybe, just maybe, I can talk Lisa into coming with me.
Oh, there we go.
And
I don't know about that with the next, what I've got coming up in the next 60 days.
Well, I know.
You're a busy woman.
No, I'm scheduled for surgery in the beginning of October.
Oh, well, that's pretty busy.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But, of course, the first words out of my mouth were, the surgery's on a Wednesday, and I'll be moved to rehab by Monday, so I'll be available for the show.
Can you say that? I was like, I told you she was it's not what's important.
Cell phones go everywhere, you know.
That's right.
Well, I thought it would be really hysterical, considering how I am just normally. Imagine me on, like, a morphine drip. That ought to be really funny.
I'll listen to that show.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, this should be interesting. So you said you were just at Karma Fest.
Mm-hmm.
What's your next appearance going to be? Where are you going to be next?
My next show is going to be. My goodness, let me get my brain on straight here. I go to Massachusetts once a month and do sessions. I think I go back to Abundant Wellness, and then I think it's the Northeastern Yoga Festival, September 12th in Scranton.
Oh, cool.
It's a brand new event they're doing this year, and I found out about it, and I'm going to go. So that's not too far from you.
No, it's not. It's about an hour and a half. But the 12th, I think we have something the 12th. I'm looking at September. Yeah, we have a party that night that we have to go to.
Yeah, I'm not sure what time this starts, and I'm probably just going to come out for the day.
Uh-huh.
Go very early. I think it goes from,
Well, the chat room wants to hear more about Karma Fest.
Oh, okay. Karma Fest is Patricia Patty House, and she's got an email list she does a little channeling every day, and she just sends it out via email. But they have three shows, and they have Indigo Camp for like Indigo kids. And the big show is Oregon Ridge. That's in May. They have another one in October. And these are down in Maryland. And they have the Karma Trading Post, so they have a really cool store where you can get nifty cosmic things. And she's looking, and she's expanding, so she's doing more venues. I think she's going to do something in Virginia Beach. And she also does, private retreats, not private retreats, but small group retreats. She and a friend of hers, they've been doing those for years, and that's how these bigger events evolved, is that she met, various people, and various people met other people, and they ended up creating these bigger events. And there are a lot of music, and there's yoga, and there's different types of classes, and then there are vendors. And the Oregon Ridge one, I believe she said she's been doing it 9 years. So she's been, you know, she's very practiced at this and puts together really great, you know, great events and great groups of people, and loved all the people I met. But look her up. It's karmafest.com. And if you go on Facebook, you can find it, you know, punch it in.
Mm-hmm.
It was a really wonderful show. I had heard about it for years. People are like, this is your kind of thing. You really should go to it. You really should go to it. And I finally found my way. I found them, and I did her show at Oregon Bridge down in near Baltimore this May, and so then did this one at Fellowship Farm in Pottstown just this weekend. It was great.
Awesome. Well, maybe we'll have to look into that for next year, or if she does other events before it gets too darn cold.
Before it gets too cold, exactly. Exactly.
I couldn't believe how cold it was here last night.
Really?
Yeah, I had to shut all the windows in the house.
Wow.
Oh, I wish. I still have the air on.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Even tonight it's chilly. I still have the windows closed. I have the ceiling fan running in the room just to move some air, but it's chilly out. I actually was sitting in the yard. I was sitting in the yard today, and there were like hundreds of blackbirds already massing on the lawn. And I'm thinking, probably going to be an early fall.
Well, you know what the problem is here at the shore? It's warm during the day, and then by the time your house were to cool off, if you don't have the air on, it's already past bedtime, and then so it's hard to go to sleep. So if I were to walk outside right now, I'm sure it's absolutely lovely, but the air's not moving. Mm-hmm. So you're sitting here in the house going, why isn't that air coming into my house? So that's my problem. My house heats up and doesn't cool off.
Yeah. Well.
And plus, you know me. I like freezing anyway.
Yeah. I always freeze my butt off when I come to your house. I love you, but it's cold.
Yeah. Well, one day you'll experience the joys of menopause and you'll have an air conditioner on, too.
There you go.
It is just about 10:30, so I'm thinking he's probably going to want us to take a break here shortly.
Yes, and we have a great song tonight from Murphy's Midnight Rounders, and it is called The Spirit of the Lake.
Okay, cool.
Water, the only light to break, and wind give off a shiver, and lightning about to strike, and thunder rolls above you, and earth give off a shake, she'll sneak up from behind you, the spirit of the lake. She whispers like the water, her eyes as black as coal. Her right hand grip your shoulder, her left hand grip your soul. Don't walk down by the water, don't go down by the shore. You'll never make it home again, you're hers forevermore. Intoxicated, be stoned until you're blind, be sober or be wasted, don't make no never mind, be silent as a cougar, still as an owl in flight, be cagey as a rumor, she'll catch you from behind. She whispers like the water, as black as coal. Her right hand grip your shoulder, her left hand grip your soul. Don't walk down by the water, don't go down by the shore. You'll never make it home again, you're hers forevermore. Rain keep pouring down,
morning, she'll take you straight to hell. You'll feel her waters churning, turn black and start to swell. You'll feel your soul a-burning, she sings her wicked spell. She whispers like the water, her eyes as black as coal. Her right hand grip your shoulder, her left hand grip your soul. Don't walk down by the water, don't go down by the shore. You'll never make it home again, you're hers forevermore. Like the water, her eyes as black as coal. Her right hand grip your shoulder, her left hand grip your soul. Don't walk down by the water, don't go down by the shore. You'll never make it home again, you're hers forevermore.
One power in the universe, and we are perfect manifestations of that power.
And as such, we pray. We pray for peace. We pray for love. We pray for stability. We pray for the nation in which we live. We pray for the world.
We will it. We manifest it. We draw it to us. We receive it. We accept it, and we give thanks for it. And by our will, so mote it be. You're listening to Spiritual Wellness and Physical Health on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Thanks for sticking around. And now, back to Robin and Lisa.
Hello, we're back. Well, we are speaking this evening with Rachel Ginther and about her... about her farm, about her events, about her flower essence products. And Rachel, for people who are not familiar with flower essences, what's the difference between flower essences and essential oils, and what are the differences in how they're used? Can you maybe just touch on that?
Oh, sure. My short and sweet version is that an essential oil is the physical essence of a plant. It has a smell, it has a taste, it has a color, and it's you get an essential oil by distilling the volatile oils from a plant. So in other words, you take lavender and you put it in a steam distiller, where basically you're steaming the plant material. There's a series of coils, and as the steam cools down, the oil that's been carried by the water vapor separates out, and then you separate the oil and the water. The water that goes through that process has a little bit of the essential oil in it, and that's called a hydrosol. And then the oil itself is called an essential oil, an aromatherapy oil, or pure essential oil. Mm-hmm. Now, it takes like 175 pounds of plant material, like of lavender, to make 1 pound of essential oil.
Wow.
80 ounces of essential oil of lavender comes from 175 pounds of plant material.
Wow.
So it is not a process that people, you know, generally undertake. Most people buy their own essential oils.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, heck yeah, because it's, you have to have a lot. I mean, there are some people that I get things from that are small producers that, you know, I do not distill my own oils because it's a full-time occupation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so that's the physical essence of the plant. That's an essential oil. A flower essence is the spiritual essence of a plant. It's the energy pattern of that plant that is, and the way most flower essences are made are you float flowers in a bowl of water in the sunlight. Now, it doesn't mean that's the only way that they're made, but that's the traditional, and I'll put that in quotes, the traditional way that people make them is you put a flower in the water. The water is the carrier, and the sun is kind of the activator and the conductor, and it, you know, through intention and the work that you, you know, the intention that you work with that essence, you're pulling the pattern in from the flower into the water. And then you use a preservative to maintain it. And that's a flower essence. So it's an energy pattern. It's energy medicine. It's much like homeopathy, really.
Mm-hmm.
And so that pattern then brings balance into someone's energy system, depending on what's going on. So it can act, I would think about it as it can act like a key in the lock of a door, you know, to open up another part of ourselves. It can act like a little puzzle piece that you know, we're missing, and it completes a part of ourselves that allows us to move forward. And, of course, it depends on the intention with which things are made. I've done a lot of teaching about, you know, making flower essences, and really anybody can make a flower essence. It's not hard at all. The thing is that an essence is only, you know, you can make an essence and maybe it'll just be good for you. But you want to make an essence that's universal, that a lot of people can use. I found that, you know, it's about how well you know yourself as divine.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you can tap into that universal layer that's within all people and beings, and then you can make an essence that speaks to that, as opposed to just making essence because I have a headache or something, like, you know, just something that applies to you. So once again, it's a simple process, and the universe is a simple place, but, you know, intention and our knowing of ourselves is really critical in making something that works well for other people.
And that is why know thyself is the first rule.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting. And the flower essences, you know, people ask me all the time, you know, do they smell like flowers? The way essential oils do,
they don't. They don't smell like anything.
Mm-hmm.
They are basically, you know, they are just an energy pattern within water, which sounds like it wouldn't do much. But when you're working with the basic essence of creation, you can change things at a root level. You can change things at that energy level, which is, you know, can be very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Now, I bring this up just because I recently came across a lot of this stuff on the internet, and I didn't get a chance to talk to you about it when I was there. Are you familiar with a lot of this, the information coming out now about how trees and plants put off these chemicals to talk to each other?
Yes.
And
isn't that fascinating? Through the mycelial network that's in the earth.
Yeah, absolutely. The it's like an internet through fungus.
Yeah,
That they all talk to each other over, and really, it's like a large community that we've completely ignored over the years. And I'm wondering if part of those chemicals, because part of what they do is if they see a tree, let's say, that's specifically stressed out, they send, you know, this chemical message to the tree to soothe it and make it feel better. And they've discovered they also do that when people are really stressed out walking through the woods, is the trees will put off these chemicals to make us feel better. And so I'm wondering if that's part of flower essences. Do you have anything, any thoughts on that?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Because I've made essences of many different things. I mean, flowers, trees, you know, the moon, butterflies, dragonflies, and people do ask me, you know, like, did you catch that dragonfly and squeeze it, you know, and put that in there? And it's, you know, it's really you're finding, because essences are a lot about intention, because I find that less is more. So if there are chemicals from the plants themselves in there, they would be so minute that it would be like a homeopathic dosage of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you make, usually what people do is they make a mother tincture, and then that itself is diluted, and then from that, people only take a few drops at a time. So it's it would be a very minute part. I would think that it's, you know, because we're connected to that, and on some level, that's going to be affecting us no matter what, that I would think it would make a difference on
mm-hmm.
some level.
Yeah.
And that also, when you make an essence, I look at it as you're finding, you know, everything in the external world is a reflection of the internal world. So, you know, as above, so below, and what's
mm-hmm.
outside is inside. So when you're making an essence, really, you're connecting with that part of what you're seeing in the outer reflection in the inner world inside
mm-hmm.
of you. And bringing that, you know, making that connection and putting that into a usable form, you know, that people can use. So maybe they don't get to encounter that plant where they live, you know.
Right.
So all, I would imagine that all the different aspects of it, its ability to communicate, you know, whatever chemicals are involved in that, its consciousness,
mm-hmm.
you know, various things. Because it's interesting, depending on who makes the essence, I mean, you can find different flower essence making companies, and they might, five of them might make a buttercup essence, or they might make a lavender essence, and they might have different properties, because people, you know, people are like, oh, that lavender essence is for this, right? And it's like, well, no, it, you know, it's just like a lavender plant, lavender grown, you know, at a high altitude in a dry climate is going to smell very different than a lavender grown in a low altitude in a wet climate.
Right.
So same type of thing with the essences. Who makes them, the intention that they're making them, you know, energetically where they are, what they're exposed to, you know, what they're surrounded by is going to make a difference on, you know, every level. So the chemical state that it's in when you're making the essence is going to affect it.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, oftentimes you hear about people who are hunting, for example, animals, and you know, if the animal is very stressed out during the hunt, oftentimes they'll release brain chemicals, and the meat won't taste as well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is there also an aspect of that of having to, say, ask permission and be very gentle with the plants and all of that, or you know, can people just go in there with their scissors and start cutting?
Well,
I know the answer to this, but I'm asking because there are people out there.
I know the answer to this. I mean, I never, you know, take a plant or in any way, shape, or form without asking its permission. You know,
mm-hmm.
even when I mean, I do a lot of when people are here, I take them on little journeys around, and I'm like, okay, smell this, and I'm talking to the plants constantly. You know. On another level, I don't necessarily say it out loud.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of, people get spooked by that sometimes. And
she talks to her plants.
Yeah, I was like, it was so funny because when I was growing up, I just, you know, I had this communion with plants, and I didn't think anything of it until I realized
mm-hmm.
that not everyone was doing that. You know,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, oh, whoops. Okay, I won't talk about that. Because I realized that I'm having this, you know, constant conversation with everything around me. I hit the table. I'm like, oh, sorry. You know, I'm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just it kind of comes through me naturally that way. I don't think anything of it, but I learn not to say it out loud all the time. It's just, sometimes it's a little odd for people, but
yeah.
But yes, I always ask permission. And when I make a flower essence, I always give part of it back to the plant and to the land where it came from.
Mm-hmm.
To you know, to reintegrate that energy and to just thank it.
No, that's nice. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Okay, so Is there anything else?
I was just going to say, when I do healing work, I always ask people's permission, you know, to work on them too. And even though they're on a table or whatever, it engages. I think you create a healing bond, you know, and a sense of responsibility to each other when you ask that kind of permission.
Well, yeah. When I do readings, I always ask people, you know, are you really ready? You're sure you want to do this? And as a last minute way of getting their attention and drawing them to the present, as opposed to having them sit there thinking about stuff that happened to them, you know, a week ago or whatever.
Right. Or maybe they're doing this for some other reason other than themselves. Mm-hmm. You know, like, oh, my mother thought I should do it, or my sister, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, that's
awesome.
Good. Interesting. One of the things I did want you to maybe just highlight, and I don't mind if you just read the list, but maybe some of the people who were there at the event. I don't know if you have a list handy, because I didn't prep you for this, and just maybe off the top of your head, hit some of the names of their companies or their names or what they do, so people can get a sense of the variety. Because often people, you know, say to me, well, when you go to one of those things, what are people there just giving Reiki? And although there are people there doing Reiki, there are lots of other modalities going on.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Yes, there were. So we had... let me see. Well, Willie, we talked about earlier, and
he did a type of reflexology reading combination
that
I've never seen anybody do what he does.
I know, isn't it interesting? He's very much, you know, his name is Lee Russell. He is really an amazing guy. So he does this foot reflexology and kind of a reading of what's going on, you know. On lots of different levels. It's not only just about a physical level. He's tapping into sometimes past lives and sometimes, you know, other very physical things that are going on, and very interesting. But I don't know if he shared with you, he does a lot of work with symbols, and he gets a lot of information, and his symbology work is really incredible. Like, he had trouble grounding, no surprise there. And, you know, he's just like an open channel. Mm-hmm. And he made these little symbols that we call them the ants. And they're like little stickers you can put in your shoes to help keep you grounded.
Wow.
He works with a guy with wood, and they make these little pendants that do different things. And he's always coming up. He's like, oh, look at this new one. And he's always coming up with new and interesting things.
Yeah.
So he's, you know, you could say that Lee does foot reflexology. That would be an understatement, you know.
Well, yeah. You know, I saw his sign for reflexology. I was like, oh, yes, foot massage, yes. And I went there, and it was something totally different. And I was like, this is awesome. But I was not expecting this.
You still got foot rub, but it was like, oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, and all of a sudden he's doing a reading, and he's talking to me, and I'm going, really, you're getting that from my feet? Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, he's pretty. I know he's trying to find another name for it, because it really doesn't. Foot reflexology doesn't, really cover it. So if anybody
absolutely.
Comes up with a good name for Lee, believe me, he would appreciate it.
okay.
But there were, let's see, Samantha. There was Samantha Perkins, and she does fluid touch. She just actually put a Facebook page up. And she just got back from a whole 3-day cranial sacral workshop. And I know in February she's going to be taking the second level. And she's an amazing massage therapist, but has, you know, her mother has a great store. Her name is Ellen Perkins. She does different healing modalities, but she also just opened a store in Washington, New Jersey called Gaia's Gifts. And this is really, you know, so Sam's been, you know, steeped in this from the time she was a child.
Oh,
and so they're both really wonderful, you know, lovely energy together, and they do things together, but they each have their own, you know, kind of specialty that they do. Corby Mitlide was here, and she's Fire Through Spirit. She does readings, and she's featured in several books. Your Soul's Plan, by Robert Schwartz, I believe his name is. And that's several books, and they do like soul life readings. You know, like what you planned before you came in, and how to, you know. So she's part of. There were several people that did that, but so she I know she was doing a bunch of little readings, and she's a fabulous cook, and she made some lovely food that we all ate very.
Oh yeah, the food was
really
awesome.
Quick. I know, it was good, wasn't it? And then there was a man who, Cameron, who just started doing readings and was wonderful, but this was his first event of doing anything like this. And he was, you know, kind of like, wow, I'm not sure what I'm doing here, but it's pretty cool. But mm-hmm. He was great. He was having a good time. Jan, she's got a hyphenated name, if I can remember it all, but she has a radio show as well. She does hypnosis and did a group past life regression, which
yeah.
I heard fantastic things about. I don't know how many people ended up doing it, maybe 12 or 15.
Cool. How did I miss that? Gosh, Josh.
I know.
Maybe it was before
we
got there, because we came a little later than we anticipated.
She was going to do it at 3, and then she decided to do it at 4, and that's when we had that little cloud burst. So
oh,
it actually
yeah.
worked out really well. I'm sorry you missed it, because she's lovely. She's
mm-hmm.
a real sweet, sweet woman. But she does hypnosis. She has a radio show called, I think it's Healing with Hypnosis. I might be wrong about that. But she has different guests on. I was on her show
mm-hmm.
about the healers, helping healers and things. But let's see. We had Tammy Rieger is from Connecticut, and she did theta healing, which is works in the brain about really releasing issues that people have, particularly emotional issues that are caught in the body.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had other massage modalities, and there were
yeah, there was I believe Jared, I think that was his name.
Oh, Jared does Jared, and he was doing he does Reiki, and he was doing bars.
Mm-hmm.
And so was my goodness, Hope was doing bars as well. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I can do that justice with an explanation, but I've had it done, and it's very interesting. But it works, you know, adjusting, I think, once again, kind of the brain, you know, working with the brain and how the body's holding things, you know, different energy patterns, mental. I think I would mm-hmm. categorize bars more as a mental,
right.
mental patterns.
And then there was Jean, who was, I think, right next to them.
Mm-hmm.
And she
yes, Jean does some really interesting work, and I didn't get a chance to really. She was busy the whole time.
Yes, she was.
She was. I think we had people. I think she made 6 states, because I think she came from Vermont. We had people from 6 different states.
Wow,
which was pretty cool. Not states of
yeah.
consciousness, states like
yeah.
like United States. I'm just clarifying.
We have to clarify.
You never know. You never know. You never know.
That's right.
But Jean was, she does this divine healing work, she calls it, and she goes in and she goes into all kinds of places, but definitely past life things, and she's doing body work. She's finding where the blockages are on, you know, different levels based on a lot of it, I think, is trauma from other lifetimes that she sees in the body and she's able to release,
mm-hmm.
Which is great. I mean, people are like, I had that pain in my neck for 25 years, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, here's you had a spear through there, and all of a sudden
mm-hmm.
it's gone.
Wow.
So
I know that Terry... she worked on Terry, but I didn't get a chance to get over there to
oh,
see her.
Oh, I know. She was busy.
Yeah.
So how did Terry, like,
he
saying
did.
Thumbs
yeah,
up?
He said, yeah, he said that while she was working on his hands, he could actually feel, like, a sensation in his hands. And he said he felt much lighter and more open afterward. And so he felt that there was something happened, something positive happened. He wasn't exactly sure what, and he figures we'll find out as we go forward.
Exactly, and that's the kind of, that's similar to what I had. People were like, she was working, and she was telling me this thing, and she goes, and they were like, I could feel, you know, something happening. It was really mm-hmm. very interesting.
Yeah.
They could feel, yeah. you know, these things releasing, which was awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Well, oh my gosh, it is 10:55. We've about 5 minutes from the top of the hour. The hour always goes so quickly talking to you.
It does.
So true. I do have the business if you want to get that out of the way.
Yeah, might as well do. Give us the business, Lee.
All right, here's the business. If you'd like to comment on our show tonight or any show you listen to on our radio programs, please feel free to send email to cern.org@gmail.com. You can specifically reach Robin and I at Spiritual Wellness and Physical Health page on Facebook. You can reach Robin and Terry at the Little Stone Bridge at gmail.com or on their Little Stone Bridge Pathworkings page on Facebook. The Spiritual Unity Radio Network also has a Facebook page, and of course you can reach us for shows and show information at spiritualunityradionetwork.org. Take it away, Rachel. Where can we reach you?
You can reach me at Garden of One, which is www.gardenofone, GardenOfOne, all spelled out, .com. And we're on Facebook. Garden of One on Facebook, and The Garden at Thunder Hill, a Center for Spiritual Evolution, that's also on Facebook.
Cool. Awesome. So, yep, if you guys, anybody out there interested in flower essences or healings or workshops having to do with that, or even just knowing where Rachel's going to be next so you can meet her in person and try some of her wonderful essences, then stay in touch, and if you don't remember how to get in touch with Rachel, just email us at cern.org and just say, hey, in the subject, I need to get in touch with Rachel, and I'll make sure you get her information so that you can do that. I think that pretty much wraps us up for this evening. Lee, any final parting words?
Parting words. You didn't call me today, but I'm not mad at you.
I knew that. It was coming. I made bread this morning with a 2-year-old. Does that tell you how my day started out?
Hey, I'm with you. I kept thinking to myself, I know she's going to call any second, and I've got a baby and a diaper in my hand.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it was karmic that we didn't talk. But no, Rachel, I'm so glad that your event went well, and I really, really hope that once I pass by this little hurdle I got coming up, that I will tag along with Robin and Terry and get to see your beautiful place.
Oh, I so hope so, Lisa, and good luck with whatever you have going on. Good luck with getting...
I'm getting a knee replaced.
Oh, got it. Well, that'll feel much better when that's done.
That's what they're telling me, but my doctor's so funny. He is not one of those bedside manner guys. He's one of those guys that says, okay, I'm going to take a sledgehammer, and then I'm going to take a hacksaw, and you're going to hurt like crazy, and you're going to hate me. And then after about a week, you're going to tell me that you're not going to do the other leg, no matter what. And then about a month after that, you're going to tell me, when can we do the other leg? Oh, I love him. I love him. He's an Asian guy. He's an Asian Republican who owns an AK-47.
Okay.
And he completed the Tough Mudder like 3 times. So this guy's right up my alley for the kind of doctor I like. You know what I mean? I want you to tell it like it is. I don't want to be surprised. I don't want you to hold my hand or tell me we're going to try this or we're going to try that. Just do the job, get it done, and we'll work on recovery. So I love him to death. I have a very high tolerance for pain. Robin can verify. So I'm sure I'm going to be just fine. And if not, I'm going to be loopy on the radio.
So tune in.
Then I'll be able to walk your property. So see, it's a twofold thing.
Well, you know, that's okay. We want you to be. We don't want you to be in pain, and we want you to have some fun.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right. Well, I would like to say thank you, Rachel, very much for joining us. And I know you were in a panicked rush to get back to the house to join us tonight. And I'm sorry for that, but I'm so glad that you did. I always enjoy talking to you. And Lee, I promise I will call, we'll chat, and get everything arranged that we need to take care of. And,
no big whoop. It's like butter. It's all good.
I know. It's like
butter. All right, guys. All right. Kisses to the Zen master as well.
Okay. All righty.
Talk to everyone soon.
As always, enjoy your life and spread the love. Have a great night, everybody.
Good night. Thank you.
Good night.
Thanks for listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Join us 7 nights a week for exciting programming covering a variety of expressions of faith. And remember, all manifestations of the divine are equally valid.